Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. I'm back. I had a great time last year talking to over 10 winners of Big Brother, and I'm so excited to have this woman here, Big Brother 20 winner and challenge champion, Casey Clark. Casey, how are you?
Yes! Thank you so much, Sharon, for having me. I'm really good. I'm so excited. I had to get on here, so thank you for having me.
Yes, it's been a minute. We've chatted in the past, but like, it's finally nice to connect with you, and you have a lot to catch us up on. A lot going on. I have to ask first about the engagement. It was amazing pictures and everything, and I know it's been about a year. Well, not a year, like less than a year.
Almost a year. It was like last September or something. Almost a year.
Yeah. So how is everything going with that? And what can you tell us about just the engagement itself? Was it a surprise? Like, and again, it looked beautiful.
Yeah. So honestly, it was a surprise. So there's this whole thing to it. Cause like we've been wanting to go to Thailand and all these things. And Sharon, it's actually really funny because for this Thailand trip, I was planning on also proposing. Right. And so 6 months prior to this, this engagement, we went to go look at rings. We got rings and we left our rings at the jewelry spot. And they were like, okay, cool. Whoever ends up doing it. We're just going to go about our day. So long story short, she ended up setting up this whole thing in Thailand. And I just knew we were going to a dinner on the beach. And, you know, usually when we travel, it's just like, okay, cool. Let's go do something like sunset, go sit on the beach. Cool. Let's go have dinner or whatever the case. So she set this whole thing up. I'm just thinking it's just something regular. And I mean, the whole ride up there, you know, we got a ride and there's this like the love music, and all this stuff. End up going to a private beach. Then it's actually really funny. I haven't really talked about this in like, you know, a podcast or anything. But people are like, oh, how'd you guys get all those pictures and stuff? The pictures and the videos. So before, like all the pictures and the videos was before, you know, Nani went down on one knee. And so Nani knew that the way that we would be able to get pictures and videos, if that lady, supposedly this lady started a new business and Nani's working with her. And so Nani worked out this thing with this lady, like, hey, if you go up to Casey and say, hey, this is, you know, you're starting a new business and we want to do collab, we'll take pictures. You guys can have the pictures for free in the videos. We just need you to kind of shout us out. So like, okay, cool. More than happy to help, you know, whatever. And so cool. We'll get some cool videos and pictures, professional pictures. So that's the whole time I'm thinking that. Cool. Let's just do these pictures and these videos. It's beautiful out here. And then after all that was said and done, then we sit down and then there's this whole, I mean, I've never seen anything like that in my life. And I'm over here like, Nani, you did this?
It was
like,
good.
You did this, you know, and for her, it's very hard for her to hold, you know, surprises. But what got me was though, I had no idea. She just told me there was going to be a fire show. Awesome. Who would ever thought that it would just fan out to say, will you marry me? I'd never even thought in a million years that was even a thing, because I've never seen anything like that before. So that's how that was. It's funny because a lot of people thought that I was going to be the one going down on one knee, which I was, because actually before we went to Thailand, I went to the jewelry spot and went to go pick up a ring because I was like, okay, you know, I know she likes Thailand. I went to go there. They told me that the rings weren't there. She picked up both of them. Wasn't supposed to pick up both of them. So, I mean, honestly, everything happened the way it was supposed to, because there's no way I would have topped that. So there's
she
that.
She did great.
She did amazing. Amazing. I was just like, this is for real. So she got down on one knee and we've been together for almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years and a month. Yeah.
So are you guys deep like wedding planning, or are you just enjoying engagement for now?
So we're just enjoying the engagement. We were thinking like the end of 2025 fall. We're super simple. We're honestly thinking maybe like a destination wedding. But we kind of talk about it here and there, nothing too serious. because we already know when it's time to plan, it's time to plan. And we're just kind of just like trying to chill out and just enjoy the engagement. So
yeah, I don't blame you. Wedding planning sounds horrible, to be honest.
It's terrifying. That's why we're just like, okay, destination wedding, cool, have someone else figure that shit out. Okay, cool. We'll just go there. But
I love that. And I know you and Nani had been on the show before. Like, how much about her did you know? And like, when did it sort of change for you? Like, what about Nani was like, okay, this is different?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because, you know, coming from Big Brother and then my first season on the challenge, I met Nani. And I didn't know too much about her because I didn't watch the challenge like that, you know, before I went on. I've heard about it here and there. And, you know, my dad has always watched it. And so apparently he knew of Nani and all the old school people. So I didn't know her. I didn't know too much about her. But when I did that first season with her, it was my first season on the challenge. We were really good, great friends. And we just were alike in so many ways. And, you know, we shared the same room and stuff. And it's really interesting when you do these competition shows like this, where they take away your phone, right? They take away all distractions. Same thing with Big Brother. That's why a lot of people fall in love with Big Brother or the challenges, because you spend so much time with these people. You wake up in the morning together, eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, go through crazy stuff together, go to sleep, and do the same thing over and over again for months. And with no distractions, no phone, nothing. It's such a unique experience. And so being able to meet someone like her, and we've, you know, just going as just friends and getting to know each other, there was definitely like a weird connection that I honestly just could not explain. I remember always just saying like, why do I feel like this? What's going on? You know? And it was just so, I was so confused. But yeah, and long story short, you know, a few seasons later, we were really able to, you know, explore our connection.
I love that.
Yeah. It's so crazy how things work, Sharon. It's ridiculous because I wouldn't, you know, she's a East Coast girl, I'm a West Coast girl. We would have never met if it weren't for this show. And just where we're at now, it's such a beautiful thing. We're so alike in so many weird ways. So
Yeah. Where do you guys live? What coast are you on?
So we're in Arizona. So I'm born and raised San Diego. Nani and I moved to Arizona about 2 years ago. We love it out here. Her sister lives out here and her two nephews. So we've been out here for almost 2 years.
I'm curious, like when you're walking around, well, one, I'm sure you guys get recognized way more when you're also together. But do you tend to get recognized more for Big Brother or the challenge at this point?
That's a great question. Honestly, I would say it's pretty even.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to tell because every time we do step out, there's people that do recognize us. And it's funny because we were just at a basketball game yesterday and sometimes it's just Big Brother, but then they'll know that I'm also on the challenge. Yeah. So it's kind of hard to, anyways, there was a girl was like, oh my gosh, Big Brother. And she was like, I dressed up as you for Halloween, had my bandana and all that stuff. Cool. But I would say it's both. But I honestly think if I were to pick one, Big Brother is definitely more of a bigger fan base for sure.
Fair.
From what I've seen. And so honestly, that's Nani has seen that as well too. So, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I want to talk a little bit about Big Brother. I know you are a huge fan of the show. I'm pretty sure you still are, but I always like to ask winners, like, has your fandom changed at all? Cause I think it's different for everyone. I think sometimes people win, come out, and they're like, oh, I love the show, I want to get more into it. And then sometimes they're like, I need to step back. So I'm curious, like, where you kind of lie there.
Oh, yeah. You know what? So it's so crazy because it's been, what, 6 years?
Six years.
And I've done now six, including Big Brother, six shows. Well, six seasons. So with Big Brother, I do. After I got off, after my season, I wasn't really watching, like, the two seasons after mine, like just here and there. But then just last season, I started watching from beginning to end. Honestly, I needed the time away. I needed the time to decompress. A lot of times now doing it for so long and now going, you know, doing MTV The Challenge, I don't even watch my own seasons now. It's just a lot, especially because
I wouldn't everything, either.
Oh my, it's like you already lived it. And then to go back and rewatch it and just go through it's just, it's a lot. So honestly, I haven't finished watching my season from very beginning to the very end. I've seen obviously some episodes, you know, where I'm competing. But I still love the game. You know, I think it's just giving that time of just like, oh, I just got to, you know, distance myself from that. But, yeah. And so I love it. I'm excited for this new one that's coming out this month. And, you know, it was one show where I was able to sit down, you know, and just like really focus. I have ADHD and, you know, as a 10-year-old, and it got me to sit my butt down and just literally just watch it from beginning to end. And I'm not a big TV person or a movie person. So I love it till this day for sure. It's my first love.
Did you get Nani into it at all?
Oh my gosh. Yes. She got into it last season. She had no idea what, like, you know, she didn't watch Big Brother, and she's also too, she's been doing reality TV for over, you know, 11 years. So she kind of distanced herself as well, but I got her into Big Brother last season. We love watching live feeds. We literally in the morning would be like, hey, let's check to see what our friends are doing. We'll play it on the background, the live feeds. And she loves it. She absolutely loves it. And she gets why people can be so hooked to it. Cause I mean, it's different. It's unique. So she's
hooked. That's great. And one of the burning questions, obviously, people always ask, and I'm sure you get this all the time, of who from BB20 are you still like friendly with, talk to on a regular basis? I know Josh, obviously.
Yeah, right? Josh, JC, I spoke to him not too long ago, you know, Tyler. A lot of times people are like, okay, like, who are you still in contact with? When it comes to like, I'm like, a lot of us are busy, we're doing our thing. So if anything, some kind of contact of like, whether we're replying to stories on Instagram, we're probably like commenting on certain posts. But yeah, I mean, with that, I've talked to, you know, Angela, Haley, just, you know, Haley, JC, Tyler, Josh, Fessy from my season, of course.
Yeah. Big Brother is like kind of like a high school situation where it's like you stay close with some people, you stay in contact on social media with others, but yeah, that's sort of how I
exactly like it. That's a great way to explain it. Like high school, right? It's like when you're able to interact and do all that, but then, you know, life happens, there's so much going on. So I do stay connected with them from afar. And so me and JC were talking about going to Cuba. So, but Josh, Fessy, you know, I didn't play the game. I didn't play Big Brother with Fessy, but now it's like, you know, he's my brother. So it's been really good. It's been really good.
Yeah. One of the other things, and I know you've talked about this a little bit, but like it had to be frustrating. BB22, I just remember that preseason so clearly because it was like so fun. And I know you were excited to play, and then you and Josh both tested, and it was like a whole thing.
Oh, the all-stars. Yeah.
Yes, all-stars. Like after that happened, were you like, I'm not even watching this season. Like, this is so annoying. Or were you like, let me watch? Like,
interesting. It's interesting. So, oh my gosh, Sharon, that was devastating. Yeah, it was. The thing is with the, and I haven't really talked about this on, you know, like a podcast or anything out there, whatever, but Big Brother All-Stars came out the very beginning stages of when COVID was still trying to reintroduce like everything that was going on. Right. And so I had COVID, but I had COVID the month. So I wasn't contagious at that very moment. I was still shedding dead cells, right? And they were still trying to learn like so much about COVID. And you didn't know too much, but I wasn't contagious. It was from a month prior, and it was just, I was getting false positives. So they were just like, okay, well, we can't really, you know, and it was just devastating because I was like, I'm not sick, you know, it's not contagious. And so I went into quarantine. I was out there. It was funny because me and Tyler were talking about it. It was actually me, Josh, Christmas, and Tyler talking about, okay, we were about to go on All Stars. And I was telling Tyler, I was like, man, I'm getting false positives. And then the last conversation I had with him was like, hey, I'm good to go. Like, I'm good to go. I'll see you there. And then the next thing you know, he goes into the house and I'm not even there. I'm not even there, you know? And so it was just, it's just unfortunate. I just wasn't supposed to be on there. And so, mind you, I was supposed to do the challenge, the second season of the challenge. But then I told them, because it was like, I know it's really hard to tell when we do filming for the challenge. So I told the challenge, hey, you know, I'm not able to, I'm supposed to be going on Big Brother. So anyways, long story short, Big Brother didn't pan out, whatever. I was in quarantine in LA. Then the next day I went home devastated. And, but then I called the challenge back. I'm like, hey, you know, change of plans. I'm actually available now. So the same time they were doing All Stars, I was gone. I went to go film the challenge, which I'm so grateful for. Since I didn't get on the All Stars, I was able to call them back up and be like, hey, I'm actually available. So I didn't get to watch it, and I still have not watched it. But I did see that I had my, you know, Casey mural, Let's Go, on the wall. So I'm like, at least I'm still in there.
That's true. Yeah, well, I forgot about that. Well, and I'm sure Tyler has played this out in his head, but if he had you and Josh in there, how do you think the game plays out differently?
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Yeah, because I've heard some, you know, certain things. I've heard that he was pretty much checked out, and he was just kind of just, you know, didn't want to be there. I think it would have been different, you know, like Tyler is my ride or die, you know, and so is Josh. And so I feel like we would have had something super strong, and it would have been really cool to see us all play together. Oh, it would have been so cool to see us play together. But I know that because Tyler, I know he was expecting me to, you know, see me walking down the stairs or whatever. I saw like the intro, and knowing that I wasn't there, I was like, damn, man, it's unfortunate, but you know, everything happens for a reason. Maybe one of these days he's not going back on Big Brother, but
never say never. I don't know.
Never say never. You're right.
I think he's coming around a little bit, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Slowly but surely.
I also wonder, like, if you would have given like Cody a run for his money on the challenge, on the comps a little bit too.
Man, you know what? Like, I haven't met Cody in, you know, real life. I've, you know, met and, you know, hung out with Polly, but I would love to compete, you know, against, you know, some other people that, you know, that they're also like compies. They don't want to see me in there. They don't want to see me in there, Sharon.
Casey, I think you would do really well on a returning season. I really do.
You know, I'm not opposed to it. People are always asking me, Casey, would you go back on? Of course.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to it. That's, you know, that's definitely my first love. And I love the game, and I love competing and playing games. So
yeah,
maybe one day.
An all winter season. We got to make it happen at some point.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing.
And I feel like you're a shoo-in for reindeer games. Would you do reindeer games?
I would. I'm not opposed to it. I hear it was pretty crazy, but.
And it's all comp based. So I feel like you obviously do super
well. Yeah. Yeah. I would do it. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, back to Big Brother. The one other thing I wanted to ask you about from BB20 is, and I'm sure you've heard this because I asked Josh a similar question. When it comes down to like jury votes at the end, 5-4, it's very close. There's always going to be a contingent of the fan base that's like, Tyler should have won, or Paul should have won, or whatever the case may be. Did that ever bother you, or were you kind of like,
you know what?
It is what it is.
it didn't bother me. I get why people would say that, whatever the case, right? Big Brother, this is what I always say. Big Brother is known for lying, cheating, backstabbing, manipulating, do all that crazy stuff. I decided to play a different way that was true to myself, and I did it differently. People may look at it as like, okay, well, no, I've been subconsciously studying this game since I was 10 years old. I've been studying people. And so subconsciously, it's led me to where I am today. And before that, before winning Big Brother, I invested a lot into my mind and really learning about people and the human behavior. And so there's different ways of making it to the end. And my way was slightly different, right? I didn't have to lie, backstab, cheat, manipulate, all these different things. I knew, right? My even said it before going on Big Brother was like, my main goal is my social game. I know I'm great at competitions, but that's going to be a plus. I know in order to make it to the end, I need to be like, my social game needs to be on point. And so when people are like, you know, Tyler should have won. The thing is, Tyler wouldn't have won because I'm the one that brought him to final two.
Yep.
And
yep.
So, but I get it, right? And also too, he you know, sometimes people don't understand when you're in this game and you really treat people like they're chess pieces and have no emotions and no feelings, it goes a long way. People outside looking in may look at it like, oh my gosh, it's just a game. Why are you all bitter? It's different when this you're playing this game. It's a pressure cooker. It becomes your normal, legit becomes your normal life. I legit thought the clothes that I had in there for 3.5 months, like I was like, this is it. This is my life. That becomes your normal. Right. And so all you know is what people, how they treat you. So at the end of the day, at the end, people aren't watching from their couch and just going about their day and then watch this tune in 3 times a week. It's a whole nother vibe. And so I get why people can say that because it's a whole nother experience looking from, you know, from afar. But in the game, it's different. So it doesn't bother me because I've been watching this game every summer since I was 10 years old. And I honestly, I played it the way I wanted to play it. And, you know, it's unfortunate.
And you won.
Because, yeah. And I won, you know, and I'm so, so grateful. Yeah. I was one of the last people, actually the last person to get my name drawn out this veto bag. So I was the last one that couldn't really play in the games. And so when it comes to like editing on Big Brother, if you're in a lot of like, if you're nominated, if you're in vetoes, if you're doing all, you're going to get the airtime. So I know from afar, people are like, okay, well, you didn't really start playing the game till halfway. Now that's TV magic that you don't really get to see. They're going to also, you know, right? They're filming 24 hours a day. They can only put into these episodes when there's action happening, vetoes and all this stuff. I didn't get to play still halfway. So then, you know, everyone has, you know, their favorites and not, you know, people are going to hate me. People are going to love me. And I got the win and I would never change.
Exactly. Anything. No, so, my opinion has changed a lot since, you know, growing up like you as a fan, you're always going to have favorites, but I truly believe if you won the game, you deserve to win the game. You did whatever it took, jury management, whatever you want to call it. So yeah, I kind of feel the same way.
I honestly feel like there's a lot of viewers that be like, oh, that's a bitter juror. That bitter juror comes from, again, they're watching from afar and watching a different game than what we're actually playing in there. Because it legit feels like this is your normal life. And you don't think about anything, about bills, about grocery shopping, about anything in the outside world. You think about just everything that's in this game. It really consumes your brain and your life. And so anything that emotionally can just make, you know, like just hurt you as a person. If you lie to someone and say you're going to make promises you cannot keep. And then later on, it's just people feel that. We're human fucking beings. Sorry. We're human beings with emotions. So, but you know, that's just how it is. I mean, everyone just has different perspectives. So heck yeah.
So speaking of that, like talking about people's emotions, like when it comes to pregaming, I'm always curious because obviously production likes to pretend whatever doesn't exist, but we know on every season of every reality show, like a returning player season that, it happens. I'm also curious though, like, can it get you in trouble? Because I assume like, you know, if you're pre-gaming with your close friends, real friends, it's one thing. But if there's like acquaintances that you make promises to, like, are you ever careful about that sort of thing?
Like pre-gaming? So yeah. So on Big Brother, obviously when I went on, it was new people. So there was really no pre-gaming. But if on the All-Stars, like, yeah, we were talking to some of my friends. But honestly, when I do that, definitely don't make any promises. Like the game, like literally starts before the game even starts, you know?
Yep.
And so even with the challenge, like, yeah, of course I have my people that I love playing the game with, all this stuff, but there's never anything like, I promise I'm gonna have your back. Just because, you know, you go into these games and you just don't know, like the layout may be different, the theme or whatever the case may be different. So the game already starts before. I know there are people that, you know, they really stand by that, but honestly, I'm very aware of like everything starts before and, you know, pairing and all that stuff. So
it's gotta be tricky, but and speaking of the challenge, do you think like anything that you learned or did in the Big Brother house helped you on the challenge? Like, or is
absolutely Sharon, let me tell you this. Okay. I was on Big Brother for 3.5 months. My next season, the next year I went on to MTV The Challenge. My first season, we had to stay in a bunker in Czech Republic. Okay. A bunker. Okay. All the other challengers were going freaking crazy. I said, yes, this is home. And I feel like I'm at home right now. Cause Big Brother felt like a dang bunker. the big difference between like Big Brother and the challenge, honestly, Big Brother's way more strict when it comes to you can't take naps, you can't hum, you can't whistle, you can't sing, you can't have notebooks, you can't, you know, whatever. The challenge, when I went on the challenge, I was like, wait, you guys can take naps during the day? This is insane. Wait, you guys can like hum and whistle and whatever? This is weird. So, and then we're in a bunker. So it really, I truly feel that Big Brother prepared me. Big Brother is like that boot camp. Like nothing is, you know, they don't like bend rules or anything, whatever the case. And Big Brother, they're straight to it. Just like, no, you cannot do this. And they'll hound you. No whistling, no humming, no whatever. And it's just like, it was like night and day. And I'm like, this is a cakewalk. So
that's a good point.
Funny on the challenge. All the challengers look at Big Brother as like the whisperers. We are the whisperers, right? Because Big Brother, everyone, like we're so paranoid. Also, yeah. Too, we're very, a lot of times Big Brother goes on the challenge and everyone's so quiet because it's different, because on Big Brother, we have the live feeds and we have to be very picky and choosy with what we say. And we'll be very careful and a lot of whispering because there's not a lot of places to talk in there. So then when you go to the challenge, we whisper a lot. We're very like, you know, I was very quiet my first season, just kind of just like observing. I'm like, I got to be careful what I say, because I was so programmed, you know, for 3.5 months of my life and traumatized. But, you know, so it definitely prepared me, I would say, for sure.
Which one is a harder social game, would you say?
Socially, mentally, oh man, they're both mentally very challenging. Which one's hard socially? It's kind of different. I went on Big Brother and not knowing, but everyone's just brand new. And then you go on the challenge, you have people that have been doing it season after season.
True.
I would have to say socially, because the challenge, when I went on the challenge, like it was also a game in itself, trying to figure out like who used to, you know, who's cool with each other, who's not cool with each other, who used to be cool with each other, like who, you know, all these different relationships. That's a game in itself. I'm like, gosh, who can I trust? Who can I not? Like they have past relationships, friendships. There's so much in years and years and years that you got to like figure out as you go. So that was a game in itself. I would say, honestly, probably the challenge is because it's just different people that used to play games together and they've done it for a while. You go on Big Brother, it's people that you've never played with, but
right.
So they both have their pros and cons.
That's true.
Definitely also, a major difference.
There's way more people on the challenge. There's a lot of people to catch up with.
There's a lot of people to catch up with. It's a lot. It is a lot. There's a lot. And I mean, you're going on there with people that have been doing it for years.
Yep.
And again, they have their past relationships that you have to figure out. So.
And I know people on the challenge take it very seriously in terms of prep. Like some people, I know Josh goes hard. I know certain people. Do you, I'm assuming you just work out regularly anyway, but do you go extra hard before you leave?
Yeah. So there's certain things that I do. Like, okay, if I know like a couple months, they'll usually let us know like 2-3 months before filming. And I know that I just got to lock in when that, you know, comes to, I'll do a lot more incline. I'll do hiking. I'll do swimming. I'll do puzzles. Of course, you know, I go to the gym every day, but I'm a work on balance, agility. So it's like, I already go to the gym every day, but this is more so now working on like a lot of like incline, getting tired, working up.
Yeah.
Oh no. Working on incline and then working on a puzzle after, you know, running or, you know, so kind of just like doing that. And, it's a lot of prepping, that's for sure, before filming, because it's like you have to, you know, all your packing and all that. Then at the same time, just make sure everything's good for what when you leave. But yeah, the training definitely does, like, I definitely up my training.
Yeah. Okay. And I know we briefly talked about BB22 and that whole COVID situation. How crazy that it happened to you again on Ride or Dies, right? Like,
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
What was that experience like? And then Nani basically experienced what Tyler experienced and was expecting you, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you know what? It's so funny. Yeah. Happened again on Ride or Dies. I ended up going back in the game. That was when me and my brother were together.
Yeah.
So we were just pulled, and then we just missed like the first challenge, and then they let us both get back in there. But we ended up getting COVID from someone else that was in the game, a couple other people, which they just got lucky, and it was a tail end, and they got end up going in. And anyways, it's interesting. It's interesting.
But okay.
Yeah.
So I know you can't say much about season 40 that's coming up. Nani isn't with you.
Yeah.
Do you prep for the game differently knowing Nani's not in there? Were you bummed that she wasn't there with you? Tell me about that.
They just released the cast for season 40. I am going to be on it. Nani is not. They asked her a few times. She said no.
Okay.
She just wanted more of a break, which is, you know, sometimes it's really good to have a break. She's been doing it for such a long time. So, I mean, if she would have been on, she would have been like on era 3. So I'm era 4.
True.
But yeah. So and prepping, it's different because, you know, when you play these games, it's really nice to have your number one in there where you can fully trust 100%. They'll always have your back, and then vice versa. So playing this game without Nani has been, it is hard. It's different. And being away from each other, because we spend so much time together. We literally spend all day together, and I think more so just prep to just be away from each other.
Yeah.
And
okay.
And then and just kind of do my thing. So,
and in terms of eras, like, you have a few people that you obviously know from your era. So
yeah,
did you like that setup in terms of like how they did that?
I don't mind it. This is my first time really working on like a big team like aspect.
Oh, true.
So usually it's like a solo or, you know, partners. But do I wish like, you know, maybe Festy was there? Yeah. You know, like Josh was there. That's my brother. So I'm glad we were able to, you know, play together. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I'd rather do like solos or doubles, you know, or, you know, partners.
But yeah. Team challenges are like,
yeah.
Well, I'm curious, Casey, because like you've been doing this for many years now. Have there ever been other shows that you were offered to do and had to turn down, or any shows that you want to do?
No. So honestly, I think because I'm back to back, I've been back to back with MTV The Challenge. It didn't really make room for me to do anything else. No other shows hit me up. I think also too, they probably know that, you know, if you're back to back, there's no wiggle room when it comes to contracts and exclusivity and stuff. But I do want to do something different. I do want to get on a different, you know, I'm not opposed to like Nani and I, maybe Amazing Race, Traitors. I'm not opposed to Survivor. I'm not opposed to, The Circle. You know, I
could see you on any of those shows, to be
honest. Yeah, that's what I want to, I don't know. We'll see. I kind of want to
branch out a little bit.
Branch out. Yeah. I do want to branch out. Cause I'm like, I love The Challenge. It's been now, five seasons, six seasons, whatever. But I want to do something different. So
switch maybe we'll
do something different soon.
So I was like thinking, I'm like, Casey, I feel like you would be a really good Faithful, but then I feel like if they put you in there, they'd be like, let's see if Casey could be a traitor. Cause she's so, you know?
Yeah. I haven't seen like I've seen a little bit of like the first season, but yeah, I kind of get like the gist of it.
Mm-hmm. Are you a good liar, basically? Are you a good liar?
I could be a good liar, you know? Gosh, it sounds so bad, but
no, I mean, listen, I just as long as you're self-aware, I'm a bad liar, so I don't make me a traitor, you know? Like I would be terrible.
Yeah, I think I could be decent.
Okay. Well, I know we're gonna wrap up. One of the things I always like to talk about winners is like, What was your favorite moment from Big Brother? Like, what sticks out when you think about the experience, obviously, other than winning? Like, were there any moments or things that you're like, wow, that was such like a cool experience, or anything that sticks out for you?
Gosh, you know, it's such a hard, you know, question. Yeah. Because it was, you know, being in there for 3.5 months. Oh, gosh. Something that really stands out, if I were to pick one thing that really, really stands out, it would honestly be the first time I stepped foot in the Big Brother house. It was such a crazy, overwhelming feeling of like, I remember walking in there and stepping foot in this house that I've been watching since, you know, I was a younger girl. And I could not believe, like, it was just you, as soon as you step in there, just to smell the lights, just my eyes. And I'm just like, I was like in freaking La La Land. I could not believe that I was in the Big Brother house. And that's a feeling that I'll never, never, ever forget. I would say for sure, stepping foot in there. Oh, gosh. I mean, there's so many things when I think about it. It was so long ago, but.
Was that the first time you applied, or had you applied before?
Yeah, it was my first time that I applied. And honestly, Sharon, I almost did not make it to the casting call. I was a server and I was working that weekend. It was on a Sunday. I was living in Arizona at the time, and this was in West Hollywood. And I remember I was like, oh my gosh, there's a casting call that's happening on Sunday. And I was like, I have got to get my shifts covered. If I get them covered, okay, I'll go. If not, then I guess I won't go. So I ended up getting like Thursday, Friday, Saturday covered. And Sunday, I couldn't get covered. I was like, shoot. I asked everybody. And there's like one person I had to ask. And I asked this one person. I remember his name, Jason. And I was like, oh my gosh, if I can get this covered, then I'll go. But I'm like, it's not looking good. So anyways, long story short, I asked Jason, and he said he'll cover it. So then I was like, oh my gosh. So then I went to LA. I stayed at one of my teammates' house in LA, and I drove by myself. So I drove 6 hours to West Hollywood. And then the next morning, stood in line for 2 hours by myself. I didn't know anyone. And I was like, I always grew up like, this is the game that I want to play. But the thing is, I was always in a place where I was either in a relationship or it just wasn't the right time for me. And I also too, I was like, why would they ever pick me? I've never seen anyone that looked like me, you know, a girl that dressed like me, tattoos. And I was like, there's no way, why would they pick me? And then when I was 30 and I went to go try out, and I was like, I think it was 30 or 20, I had 29. Anyways, oh no, 30. I just turned 30. So then I was, and then I was like, it was just the right time in life for me. So I went to go, stood in line for 2 hours, and I was not supposed to be there. And, you know, we're with some people in the group. And then they, you know, they loved me after that. It was, you know, they brought 4 people in at a time, a quick, like 5 minute. Then they called me back to come to LA the next day. And then they called me back, and then they invited me out to LA for a week and meet the executive producers, and the rest is history. And it was just, it's crazy, because I almost did not go to that casting call. And you get that, I'm like, dang, if I'm a fan of this show, I might as well just go through the process. Let me just try. And that's what I tell people today. I was like, man, just to go through the experience of, if you're a Big Brother fan, just go. Don't even have any expectations. Just go and live your best freaking life and say that you went to go do it. So, and if I didn't go, then I wouldn't, you know, it changed my life forever. So
I was going to say, one little decision changed your entire
life. And for the it good. Almost did not happen. And I could have made the excuse like, oh, no one's going to go with me, whatever. I drove by myself for 6 hours. I stood in line for 2 hours by myself, not knowing what the hell is going to happen. And then I did it, and dang, yeah. Wow. It's crazy thinking back, but changed my life forever. And I'm so forever grateful. And
I love that.
Yeah, man. If you guys are fans out there, or just do it. Just go for it. Try it out. People are so, you know, timid and scared, but you never know unless you try. So
there.
Yeah.
And one quick question before, you know, obviously we have a new crop of house guests going in this summer. If they could, you know, sit in a room with you for 5 minutes, like what advice would you give them just in terms of how to make it far, possibly win the game?
Yeah, I would say, you know, build genuine relationships. Because people can feel fake. You know what I'm saying? People can feel fake. The energy is everything. I remember walking to that house, and me and Tyler felt that energy from jump. There was that energy of like, dang, dude, I feel like I can, you know, rock with you. But yeah, because sometimes people would just be doing too much. And, you know, it's like, just kind of just be cool. You kind of have this plan before you go in, and then it goes out the window. You're like, oh, I'm going to play aggressive. I'm going to do all this stuff. But playing that way is not going to get you very far. You know, it's like,
yeah,
you kind of want to make genuine connections. I know it can be boring, whatever. And people are like, you know, start some drama. But I'm like, I'm there to win. Okay. So I would say definitely make genuine connections. Do not make any promises you cannot keep. I repeat, do not make any promises you cannot keep. And yes, be careful what you say to people, because people will use, especially in there, it gets boring. There ain't shit to do. Sorry. There was nothing to do.
No, yeah, but
when
there's
people have conversations and they hear that juice, they want to go tell it to the next person. That's what really nips people in the butt all the time, is they just talk too much. They just do too much.
Yeah.
It's sometimes very, you know, being vague is the way to go. So
exactly. It's not always fun to watch sometimes, but that's a winning game. Like, if you can do that, right?
Yeah. So, and then I would say play that kind of game. And then when you get in the DR, say everything that you need to say and that you truly mean. So, yeah.
Well, I love that. And Casey, honestly, thank you so much for chatting with me. It was really lovely to meet you. And for the listeners, please like and subscribe. But this was great. I appreciate it so much.
Oh my gosh. Well, no, Sharon, thank you so much. That was a lot of fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.